Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9.
Welcome.
Stop.
What cut the hell? No! Don't cut! Everyone see this and make fun of him. No. Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Nikola.
I'm Vlad.
Okay, cool. So we can get started now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just jump in right away so we can break the ice. First week of first news of the week is the Microsoft band.
Yeah.
Who has it? I have one.
A variable from Microsoft.
Awesome.
And it's real.
What does it do, Vlad?
Oh, it do a lot of things for you. First of all, it's just a fitness tracker. But it also has GPS. Mm-hmm. It also has a UV tracker, so it can say, or Nikola, maybe you should put your sunscreen.
Cool. Well, you know, I can always get some sunburns and then go to the office and sit down at my office that doesn't have any windows. But hey, why
if
not?
Sure.
Yeah, but I also heard you can also track your heart rate. It also has, which is cool, Cortana integration, right?
This is awesome.
Awesome, right? But not just that. It also works with Android and iOS. Okay, well, we'll continue on to the next news.
And next is...
What's the biggest thing this week, right? Halloween.
TechEd Europe.
Oh, TechEd. Sorry, I forgot. TechEd Europe. Okay. Yes, this week is TechEd Europe. Nobody's at the office this week, so it's just us. It's been actually kind of nice. But it's been a great, great news release this week from TechEd Europe. We've had all kinds of stuff from Azure Batch to Azure Automation. A lot of news about enterprise users and enterprise developers. So it's been a huge amount of content that's flown in the past few days. And if you actually missed this, you can actually see it on Channel 9 next this right now. So you can go on, you can see all the recordings from all the sessions. We have hands-on labs, we have all kinds of announcement. Go back to Channel 9, go view all the sessions that you want to do on demand.
Not right now, watch this session first, okay?
Or you can do it at the same time, I don't recommend it.
Okay, and the next thing, it's also from TechEd. It's new Office 365 extensibility. So we actually announced new API set and new SDKs for mobile. So you're gonna go and work with files, emails, calendars, using your like code against Office 365 data. And when I say mobile, it doesn't just mean Windows Phone. It also means iPhone and Android, because MS OpenTech just shipped two new SDKs for these platforms for working on Office 365.
This cool. Is awesome. And I hear this is REST APIs, and it can be, if you don't have the SDK, you should be able to use this any other platform as well. Which I hear it's awesome news.
Yeah, yes, but with SDKs.
Yeah, we do have SDKs, but you also have the REST APIs that you can use.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, moving on to the web and talking about JavaScript, we've had a great blog actually by Jonathan Turner on TypeScript and then what TypeScript is moving. So if you guys remember, we had a new compiler on TypeScript 1.1, which was four times as fast as the previous one. We've done a lot of new improvements into the new compiler. We've made it so it's more compatible with extensions, so we can do plugins for it. And this is a great blog that you can go and visit and you can see where TypeScript is going. And for the community out there that's really excited about typing in JavaScript or in general, it's amazing. It's amazing, amazing news. And you can go in and see where exactly we're going. I use TypeScript all the time. I don't know about, yeah. I know Vlad is not a biggest fan of JavaScript, but...
That's true.
Yeah, but TypeScript is one of the best ways to get into JavaScript if you're not familiar.
I agree.
Yeah.
TypeScript is the best script happened with JavaScript.
Yes.
Okay, and here is about Visual Studio. You probably know we have architecture design tools in Visual Studio for all these people working with UML and diagrams. This is awesome. And we didn't change them for a while, but now we're gonna change them a lot. We're gonna bring new capabilities, new actually architecture of architectural tools. So it's gonna be much better, and all those smart people who are doing UML stuff will have awesome tools for doing their job.
We're just improving and improving as we go. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's impossible, but you
well,
know.
Well, speaking of new things that we release this week, we also, from MS OpenTech, there was a new release of Cordova 3.6, Apache Cordova 3.6. And there's actually a really great blog post by Josh Rennert. You can go and read it. It's about how do you actually integrate Apache Cordova with WinJS. And if you guys remember, a couple shows ago, Brian and Dan announced the show that we have WinJS 3.0 released, which is it's a cross-platform, works on any browser, works on any device out there, all the controls and all the tools that are in WinJS. And it's a great way to use it inside of your Apache Cordova application, which as well is a way to write cross-platform application across all the devices. So it's a great blog post. I really encourage you to read it, on how to integrate these two platforms, these two WinJS and Apache Cordova. And the great thing about here is you don't have to use WinJS alone. You can also extend it with AngularJS or any other JavaScript libraries
out there.
It's amazing. So definitely, if you never tried it before, just go and check it out.
But let's talk about .NET.
Yes, I talk a lot about JavaScript. But one thing that I like about .NET, and this has actually caught my eye, is the serializer comparison chart. Every time I write a .NET application, I need to get some kind of serializer, and getting some JSON or getting XML, and it's always, there's so many out there, you never know which one to get. Well, actually, Sebastian has a great post on his website where he's actually talking about, he has compared all the different serializers. So you can see you have JSON serializers, you can see XML as binary, you can see what they do, how they work, and you can choose the one that works right for you. And I think this saves a lot of time when you start developing your application, you start planning on where you, how do you do these different things. Yeah.
Yeah. But let's go back to Visual Studio. And you probably know that since we shipped Windows 10, there was a bug and there was an issue in Visual Studio, which the title generate resource error. When you start building your apps, it pops up and you basically cannot build your app. Now, Nick Randolph published the fix and actually a workaround for this issue. So if you get this issue with Visual Studio on Windows 10, just go and use this workaround. Of course, we will publish a hotfix for that pretty soon.
Yeah, and if you're like us, you already use Windows 10 with Visual Studio, so you definitely need this. Yes.
Yes.
As early as possible. Well, I'm going to go back to JavaScript now.
Again?
I'm going to go back to AngularJS.
Okay.
This is a great post by Jeremy, who talks about AngularJS, and he wants to paint a picture of different approach of viewing AngularJS rather than just as a way to build applications. So he goes to the different parts of AngularJS and talks about how you can use it as a glue to in your application. He has a lot of experience with building a lot of enterprise applications. So he has a great talk, and definitely go to his blog and you can have a link to the talk and you can see exactly what he's talking about.
Okay. That JavaScript and HTML, they are kind of going together and finally, we have HTML5 standard complete. I don't believe in it, you know?
Well, I mean, you're not a biggest fan of JavaScript and HTML5, so I'm surprised that you actually don't believe that we actually get there.
We are working and actually living with these video tags, audio tags, like for years, you know, the older parts of
HTML5. It's like, it hasn't been a standard already?
Yes. So, and actually HTML5 standard is not just complete, it's also reached the recommendation stage. So it's a really big milestone for not just for web developers, for all of us.
So it's great, and they can actually now start focusing onto fixing bugs and moving on to the next stage of HTML5. I think 5.1 is the next one that they're working on with the new update. So it's a great milestone right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's time for
Pick of the week, cool. I'll go first. This is something I saw yesterday, actually, and really woke up the little kid in me. This is a flying car. And this is, and actually, I looked, you should watch the video online. It's amazing. You can actually take, you can go in this car, it has a stick shift, you go in, you can go down the road, go down the highway, it blends in with all the other cars, uses all the infrastructure. They're like, you know what, there's a lot of traffic here, I think I'm gonna fly. You know, you get all your wings outside, you know, you go on the field, you know, just fly up and uses regular gas. You can fly up, I believe, up to 700 kilometers. It's amazing.
Dreams come true, really.
Yes. You can definitely check this out. Hopefully they can get it out to the public and anyone can just buy this and we can still have people flying.
Yeah, and it's not just a project or concept.
Yeah.
It's real thing.
It's a real application. They actually show it and actually flying and it looks amazing. Yeah.
This is awesome. Or here, my pick of the week, and Sharp just got real. This is about using C# with Unreal Engine.
It we've had this with
Unity
forever.
Unity is awesome.
But yes, and this is with Unreal.
Yeah, but before with this powerful and mind-blowing Unreal Engine, you were able to use only C++. And you know, it's kind of complicated. It's awesome.
Well, this coming from the C++ guy.
Best language ever, especially for game development.
Yes.
But you know, it's all modern mobile world and games are very popular. Mm-hmm. We want more games. So if you want
to
do
an
awesome game, get Unreal Engine. Use C# now if you prefer it, with all these additional libraries and capabilities and blah blah blah. So you can use it with Unreal Engine and make an make awesome games, and it's a really, again, big milestone for C#, both for C# and Unreal Engine. Yeah,
awesome.
Thank you all these people working on Mono since forgot what
it's
year
been a
since
long
forever.
Time,
they're making it. This
it's
is
amazing.
Awesome. So.
I wonder, can you share code between Unity and Unreal Engine now?
Oh, for some things, definitely,
Awesome.
Yeah. And now...
Surprise guest.
Surprise guest.
We have a surprise guest, pick of the week.
Surprise guest, and his are actually
Okay.
pick of the week. And this guest is Cortana. So I actually gonna ask Cortana about her
she's been busy with helping everybody out there, but she took some time out of her busy schedule to come out and share her pick of the week. So let's go ahead and do that.
Here's my phone, and I asked Cortana. Cortana, what is your pick of the week?
Thank you for asking, Vlad.
Wow, he knows your
name. Here is my pick of the week. I really like this new study made by Microsoft Research for a new deep take on image recognition. The new technique is 20 to 100 times faster than the previous leading solutions for object detection. The system also has top-notch accuracy in detection and classification. The advance is outlined in a research paper written by Kaiming He and Jian Sun, along with a couple of academics serving internships at the Asia Lab. It opens a huge opportunity for many kinds of applications, from face detection to object recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Looks very promising. I can only understand speech and music now,
she really likes
but who knows?
AI.
Maybe these guys will help me with vision.
Thank you very much, Cortana.
You are welcome.
She came out on our show, and this is amazing.
Thank you, Cortana. So thank you, Cortana. Thank you, Nicola.
And thank you, everybody. Thank you, Vlad. And we'll see you in the next show.
Bye.
Happy Halloween.